Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you are listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Thousands tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. If you've been listening regularly, you know that we are currently studying in the Gospel of John. So here is Pastor J. Mark to lead us in our continuing study.
Have you ever watched someone working and they made it look so simple and so easy? Every move they made seemed to count, and the material they used was easily brought together. And then did you ever try to do what you saw them do, and you found out that when you tried it, it really wasn't so easy after all? The reason for that is you did not actually know how. If you had been shown how, it would have been much easier. Usually there are instructions for any job that we might undertake. There are certain ways to do certain jobs. It's often much better, though, if you have someone to show you how, more than just looking at the instructions or trying to figure it out on your own. Now, Jesus' love to the disciples, we learn, was to the uttermost. But to show the disciples what he meant, he actually washed their feet. He symbolized love. The washing was the symbol of his forgiving, cleansing love, freely offered to each of them. Now, let's see how this portion of Scripture, John 13:12-20, will illustrate for us love exemplified. And I'm reading John 13:12-20. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the Scripture may be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives whomever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. We must follow closely the teachings of Jesus to see how love is exemplified. In his teaching, Jesus gave them the comforting supposition. He said, Do you know what I have done for you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. He must have paused and then continued, Since I am your Lord and Master, and I have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. That is what I call a comforting supposition. You call me Master and Lord, and I have exemplified my love to you. So you are to exemplify your love as I have done to you. I want you to catch the full impact of the word ought as Jesus said it. You ought also to wash one another's feet. As I have done, so you ought to do. And this is a powerful word, the word ought. We cannot dilute it, my friend. We cannot dodge it. Just take it as Jesus gave it. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. Since I am your Master and Lord, you ought to wash one another's feet as I have washed yours. Surpassing love goes beyond what seems to be reasonable. So Jesus washed their feet, and by that he exemplified his love. Jesus also gave them the teaching of the careful stipulation. Jesus is the model. He said, "As I have done, so you should do." He led the way. He showed them how it was done. Now, notice carefully the words of Jesus which followed. He said, "The servant is not greater than his master, nor the one who is sent greater than the one who sent him." We ought to know something about that, surely. The master is always the responsible person. And when he gives instruction to the servant should do what he is being asked to do. In some ways, we have much to learn of that these days, don't we? But it is always true, and Jesus said it emphatically. That's what I call a careful stipulation. The one who follows the instructions of the master is going to be a joyful person. He promised, "If you know these things, happy are you, or joyful are you if you do them." This teaching is the careful stipulation to exemplify love, Jesus' kind of love. And then Jesus gave them teaching about the cutting specification. He tells them of an exception. He said, "I know all of you, and I know that not all of you are with me." "Not all," he said. I wonder how the betrayer must have felt when Jesus began to point him out. He said, "The one who has had his hand on the table to eat bread with me is going to lift up his heel against me." I wonder how the betrayer must have felt. That's why I call this a cutting specification. Then Jesus gave them some hope with a prediction. He said, "Now I tell you before it comes, so that when it is come to pass, you will know that I am He." You know, I am constantly impressed with the foreknowledge of Jesus, how he was able to understand what was before him and what was coming. We often say that we can understand better when we look back than when we look ahead. Jesus made the prediction so they would understand clearly that he was the one. But I want you to notice right at the end of our scripture texts how Jesus puts it. He said, "He who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." Isn't that beautiful? That unification, that connection, so clearly set forth. But here is the teaching in a cutting specification to exemplify love. Jesus pointed it out beforehand to give us hope and assurance. Love is exemplified by Jesus' comforting supposition. The disciple should be like his Lord. The careful stipulation: the servant is not above his master. And the cutting specification: the betrayer is responsible to his Lord. Surely, that is love exemplified. My friend, where do you find yourself in this situation?
Our teaching started by asking if we have ever seen someone doing a job and making it look easy. Then when we attempt to do the same work, it is much harder than it looks. Think about this question and our passage here in John 13. Many times, when we are called to lead, it is harder than it looks. Jesus shows us how to do it right. He shows us how to be a servant leader. We may not all think we are leaders, but all of us have others who are looking up to us. You are being watched by somebody. They see you as a leader. So how are you leading? What is the example you are setting, and how can you lead like Jesus? When we find ourselves in a leadership position, there are many ways to mess up and get it wrong. We become proud of our position, or we make demands that are not reasonable on those we are leading. Being a servant leader is harder than it looks. However, it is God's way, and we know that God's way is always the best way. Think about the attitude Jesus had toward his disciples. He was their master, yet he served them. He washed their feet. What Jesus teaches us about leadership is the opposite of how the world looks at leaders. Many times, we see leaders as someone who is served. Every wish and desire of the leader is met by others. The leader is the one being served. Jesus takes this idea and turns it upside down. He tells us in Matthew 20:26, "Whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant." To Jesus, being a big leader is being a big servant. Think about the difference it would make if all leaders would have this attitude. That would make a big difference in many areas. Now just imagine if all of us who know Jesus would begin leading like Jesus. This would be truly amazing. We can't control the way others are leading, but we can start with ourselves. Actually, we must start with ourselves. Look at your attitude as a leader and ask Jesus to help you have his view of leadership. Instead of asking others to serve us, we need to look for ways to serve others. This goes against our flesh. We would rather be served than serve. Yet, this is what living for Jesus is all about. Instead of doing what we want and following the desires of our flesh, we surrender to his lordship. When we are presented with a choice, we follow him and we do things his way. Following Jesus and leading like he leads means doing things his way every chance we have. Leading well and doing it right is one of those things that is harder than it looks. Thankfully, Jesus has modeled it for us, and with his help, we can get it right. In this passage, he shows us how to be a servant leader. So as we walk with him, he guides us, he helps us fight our flesh, and helps us lead like he would. Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title. There are several ways you can contact us. You can use our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org, or call us toll-free at 877-792-7275, or mail your request to Hope for Today, Box 700, Milverton, Ontario, N0K1M0. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Once again, you may send your request to our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org, by mail, Hope for Today, Box 700, Milverton, Ontario, N0K1M0. Or call us toll-free at 877-792-7275. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Here's the contact information one more time. You may send your request to our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org, or call us toll-free at 877-792-7275. Remember, you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.